morning. And yes, it is morning. 11:11 a.m. on the 22nd of February. I'm walking in the morning. Ah, feels wonderful. It's not as early as I might have liked, but it's a gorgeous day. It's 62 degrees. It's really too warm for this parka, but I wanted the pockets. The it's a bit breezy, so you may hear some wind artifacts. Sorry about that. It was way too warm to wear the fleece hood, so the earbud is hanging out in the open. With any luck, we'll have most of the breeze, which is coming in from the northwest, blocked by houses and trees, fences and stuff. It was pretty loud walking along the main street. I was trying to listen to the FIR podcast for this week, and I couldn't because it was so noisy. So anyway, today I'm thinking about media marketing. I've got the presentation put together, at least in rough form, for the Northern Colorado Writers next Monday. And I'm pretty excited about it. It's a very simple message that talks about the differences between mass market and micro market. What people can do, what they should do, and perhaps what some of the expectations are. So we'll see how this all works out. I was a little hesitant about it because I made some rather startling statements about particularly the difference between mass market and micro market. Well, I ran them past Ivo, who is one of the practitioners in the field, and he thinks that I didn't misspeak anything. I didn't overstate any cases, and I haven't overlooked any easy points that I should be making. But the trick is that these are people who are authors who fall into the category of people who want the publisher to handle it for them. And the reality is, of course, the publisher won't handle it for them. So how do they handle it? What do they do? How do they make it work? And what exactly is all this social media? Do I have to have Twitter? Do I have to have a blog? Do I have to have it? The answer is, well, no. But it really depends on whether or not you want to sell books. If you don't care about selling books, then sure, send it to a publisher, and perhaps the publisher will pick them up, and the publisher will insist that you have a blog, perhaps a Twitter, and post to it a certain number of times per week in order to satisfy your contractual obligation. And if you think I'm kidding, no, I'm not. So this whole idea of, well, why are you writing? If you want to sell books, you're going to have to deal with marketing. You can either market your own books, or you can market Macmillan's books, or somebody else's books. But as an author, you're going to wind up marketing. It's really not that much different from teaching, now that I think of it. I'm seeing so many strong parallels between teaching and writing. The organization, the skills necessary to find the story. The most powerful lessons are the ones that have a story, that the students, that the learners can tie themselves to and can learn from. I mean, Ishmael Wong is not a preachy book. It's not a story about, this is how you should live your life. It's a story about how one poor schmuck gets caught up in life and what happens to him when he goes. And in some ways, it's about his outlook as he progresses through it and ultimately faces some rather unpleasantness. So yeah, I think I'm seeing more and more parallels. So it's really interesting for me as a teacher to be finding these parallels in the publishing game and the writing in the industry. I've got a couple of students who have really kind of gone the extra step with the ebook thing. They're getting ebooks from their library, but because there are so few ebooks available, the waiting list is rather long. 8, 10, 15 people waiting for a single copy of an ebook. So it has to get checked back in before the next person can check it out. Which I understand that what they're doing is that they're maintaining the status quo of librarianship, in that in the paper world, you can only sign out one copy. So in the ebook world, you should only be able to sign out one copy. Unless, of course, you have two copies, in which case you should be able to sign out two at a time. And the reality is that for bestsellers and popular works, libraries frequently stock multiple copies so that the waiting list is not 3 years long. Why? Because they recognize that if they don't give the patrons the titles that they want to read within a reasonable amount of time, they will soon not have patrons. Which made me think of a cartoon that Evo posted on Google Plus the other day about the root cause of piracy. And the guy who wanted to buy the series for Game of Thrones. And, of course, it's not available. Now, the reality is that the thing has been done. It's been on HBO, but he can't buy it. He can't buy it from HBO. He can't rent it. He can't give the publisher money in order to get a legitimate copy. And yet, within a few key clicks, he can actually download a pirated version and not pay anybody anything, with the possible exception of the people who are getting the money from the advertising revenue that is on the download torrent site. So it's an interesting dilemma. And it's really based on something that the publishers are doing as well, and that's working on a cannibalization model. So they're not putting it out in DVD because they're afraid it'll hurt ratings, except, of course, it's not on TV anymore. I need to walk earlier. I'll cut out the dog barking. So there may be a dead spot. That's why. Anyway, the publishers are following the same idea by delaying downloads. And really all they're doing is encouraging piracy. Now, I did find out that my books have been, finally, legitimately pirated. I've seen my books around several times. The ones that still amuse me are the pirated PDFs of Captain's Share. Now, some of you will be surprised to learn that the book is available as a PDF. And, of course, it's not, because it's not available in text anywhere. So what gets downloaded for that one is an operation that is best described as not pleasant for the person who has to rebuild his hard drive after. So, yeah, there's a bit of an issue there. But I did find a website that is actually linked to what appears to be a legitimate copy of my book. Ravenwood, Light in the Dark, they're all right there. And I don't have any idea of how many times they've been downloaded, if ever. But it's there. And honestly, yeah, it's not. It's not something that I'm really going to lose a lot of sleep over. We could play whack-a-mole with them, just show up in another one later. I could send a DMCA takedown notice. But it would just show up later under another link on another site. and the people who are building their infrastructure based on stolen content will just find another way to do it. So, you know, it's not like the books are real pricey. It's not like I'm charging $9.99 or $12.99 for each ebook. It's $4.95. And if somebody really feels like $4.95 is a rip and they want to pirate it, well, I can't see me going after them. It's just not worth it. I have other things to do. Like, get some more writing done. I'm really looking forward to getting some writing done this afternoon. I think it's going to happen. There isn't a lot that I have to do this afternoon. I have to go pick up a kid at 3. And I'm getting the walk in, and I'll have it published before noon. So I need to get some lunch and clean up the kitchen a little bit. And then, I don't think there's really anything standing between me and my word processor. So I'm really quite excited by this idea. I would have walked sooner, except I wasn't sure if I was going to be tapped to do taxi duty. And it turns out I was. So it worked out just as well that I didn't go, but I can't help but think if I'd gone walking earlier that perhaps I wouldn't be thinking about getting to my word processor now. I'd have done it before. So anyway, second guess, this is not a good place for me to go. It's hot. This park is too warm for the day. If I can take it off. Partially. There. It's a little better. It really is quite warm, and it's the middle of the day. Not quite the heat of the day. It'll get hotter. It's still before noon, and local solar noon is at 12:30 or so, because we're about in the middle of the time zone. So, we got about another hour for the sun to reach its highest point in the sky and get its most heat. But then the land will be heated. And there's not a lot keeping the air stirred up. And there's not a lot of atmosphere here, so it'll come beating down. Actually, I opened the windows and aired the house out a little bit today. So that'll be kind of cool. So what else? Poodles. Dog looks like he's going to try to take my leg off. All pound and a half of them. I have a cat bigger than that. In fact, I have 3 cats bigger than that. Speaking of taking my leg off, one of them is fond of ambushing me from hiding. So I'll be walking through the house, and all of a sudden there's this gray streak that comes out of nowhere at knee height. And he grapples me right around the knee, then lets go and runs away. It's like he's going to take me down like I'm some sort of bison or elephant or something. He's going to grab me by the hind leg and take me down. Rip my throat out and feast on my innards. Silly booger. He's a really funny cat. Oh, yes. Hiking along, basking in the sun. So, let's see. What else have I got to do? I've got to get my airline tickets. I've got to get those done today or tomorrow. I've got to get the printer ordered and shipped to Oregon. So that'll be there when I need it. I need to figure out how I'm supposed to pay for this workshop. I owe Dean Wesley Smith some money, but I don't know that he's ever told me how I'm supposed to pay him. It's always something. So, oh, the other thing I have to remember to do is to take Ravenwood off from automatic renewal on Kindle Select. It would have been good if I'd had the second book out or third book. Perhaps I'll go put it back on Select later when I've got the other books ready so that I can put it free on Kindle and then have that push the other titles. Maybe, maybe not. I'm really not convinced for somebody at my level, for somebody who's not selling that many books. I mean, Deb Geary had a perfect storm where she went into Kindle Select and then she had a book picked for the Amazon Book of the Day. And then she was selected for one of the monthly bargain books. And so this one book was boosted into the stratosphere of sales. So she was at one point selling several hundred books an hour, where before she was selling several thousand books a month. You know, it doesn't take too much additional attention to make that happen. And of course, now she's reaping the benefit of all of the reader emails and all of the reviews from people who don't like the book because it wasn't what they expected, and they bought it just because it was promoted, which is one of the liabilities of promotion. So all said and done, it's like, until DoubleShare comes out, until Zyphiria's Call comes out, until we get 2012 actually percolating in terms of sales, it's silly for me to put a book for free. Although, making it free before it comes off from Select, it might not be a bad approach. I have 5 days that I can schedule freeze. Taking advantage of the benefit might garner some extra readers for when Zyphiria's Call does come out in the next couple of weeks. And yeah, I think I could get it out next couple of weeks. I still have to figure out how I'm going to make 60,000 words this month. I've got like 2,000. 58,000 words in 8 days. Well, theoretically, 80,000 words. I can have 10,000 words a day. Of course, I can't because I've got just too much other crap. It never seems to amaze me when I had a full-time job, I managed to put in 10,000 word days. Of course, I didn't manage to put in 10,000 word days on days I had to work, on days that I had to ferry kids around, on days that I couldn't start writing until 11 in the morning. I suppose I could have written this morning. Actually, I did write this morning. I spent a lot of time working on this presentation that I've committed to do. And I really should do one of the things that I need to get better at, and that's said no, because I probably should not be doing this presentation at all. Oh well, live and learn. And yeah, picking up a lot more wind from out of the west. There's not as much blocking it right here, but that's okay, because I'm at the back gate, and tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.